What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
We should have had someone in the background go...
Why would you do that?
Why not? Why do I do many of the things I do?
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 85 of the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Yay.
I'm going to take Ash everywhere with me. Just whenever I say something, he's always that one person in the background who goes, yay.
I laugh at your jokes. Well, they're not really jokes.
I just laugh at him.
At least someone's laughing. So that's all that matters.
It was the whole Bob Monkhouse line, wasn't it? When I told them that I'd be a stand-up comedian, they all laughed! You're not laughing now, are you? I thought that was fucking brilliant.
So the Oddcast Podcast is the podcast nobody's listening to, part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Wallop.
Boom.
Splat.
Hashtag not listening. And part of the Podgods Network too.
Indeed.
Podgods Network 2 is the second one.
As well. No. It could be a second
also.
One.
Also!
Awesome! I was going to say something, which probably doesn't help. It's a podcast. I didn't realise until last episode that are we a comedy show?
I don't know. How do you define a comedy show? We're not like deliberately scripting stuff. I like to think we're faintly amusing.
You aim to make people laugh.
Well, I think we're funnier than Ricky fucking Gervais.
Oi, shut your mouth.
But then again, my granddad's funeral was slightly funnier than Ricky Gervais. Not that it was funny, it was quite solemn, but that's just how I rate Ricky Gervais.
I'm Adam, by the way. You're
Will.
And you're
Ash.
And we were a comedy podcast, apparently.
He said that.
I only say that because it was last episode. I always used to think we are an entertainment podcast. We just talk about stuff. It's an entertaining podcast. Yeah. It wasn't until we recorded something last week and you turned around and you said, oh, that might not have been quite funny. Probably wasn't very funny that
day.
Oh,
bit. I aim for it to be funny.
And I was like, oh, are we supposed to be funny all the time? But this bit probably isn't funny.
No, that's my
no.
No, that's because you're talking, mate.
I mean, keep the peace.
You're the straight man. Well, I say straight.
Yeah. Like, straight like David Walliams.
In what way? I'm not quite certain. He's quite funny. He's a comedian.
He's got a girlfriend, he's got a wife, he's got a baby, but he's very camp.
He's got a girlfriend
in front
wife.
Of everybody. It's like a problem for show. Not saying I'm camp, but I don't know.
But we are a podcast
that we talk about, what do we talk about?
Stuff.
See, if that was like the tagline, the Oddcast podcast.
Talking about stuff.
Which you know that? Stuff.
It's better than not listening, which I always thought was a bit lame.
It's stuck now, though. I can't get rid of it, even if I wanted to, I think.
You can have more than one hashtag, can't you?
Yeah, you can have loads, but people will always go, I'm not listening.
I mean, we could have the hashtag...
Hashtag.
Whipping greyhounds with our cocks.
Why would you do that?
Better than Lot Ness. Better than Lot Listening.
I thought you were going to say Loch Ness Monster. The Oddcast Podcast where everybody has a stroke.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll leave that one there. The Oddcast Podcast, The Oddcast Podcast, The Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut!
If you're gonna dig a cellar, you'd better be a rich fella. At least if it's in Kensington.
There's actually one thing in Kensington, the local council.
Kensington, London.
Posh, isn't it? The very, very posh area. The council has actually now put a ban on basement extensions.
Was it like cellars in the houses?
Sort of. These cellars just so happen to be 5 or 6 stories down on £30 million houses that each floor is about 1/2 acre.
So it's more bunkers?
Yes.
Fucking awesome.
Yes. So they have enormous
gardens. Oh, one!
Yeah. But some of the stuff that they've put in it is the likes of car museums, tennis courts, Olympic-sized swimming pools, all this kind of stuff.
So they even got gimps.
They could have. Is that so? If I asked you what you would put in your basement,
the corpses of Rent Boys.
Yeah. So you go Fred West style.
Fred West.
No.
Do you know what? When you said that, I just started thinking of the Gangnam style.
Yeah. What Fred West style?
So everyone starts jumping around in the
sexy baby,
buried in concrete.
Nice.
Well, yeah, the thing is, it's not Fred West style.
We were
going
to do light-hearted. All right, go then.
Well, it's not going to be Fred West style because he didn't have a massive cellar. He, like, buried him under the patio, didn't he?
Yeah.
So
like
Brookside. It's kind of a bit more Fritzl, but dead.
Dead Fritzls.
Yeah.
Dead Germans.
It's like a collaboration. They were Austrian.
Were they Austrians?
Yeah. Oops. He was an Austrian, so clearly everyone else in his basement was an Austrian because they were his children.
And not his dead, children's in jail.
Children. He went to prison. I think he's still alive.
Oh, okay. I thought he died for some reason.
No, a lot of them have. Generally don't seem to last long inside for some reason when they're known for such things.
Yeah. When he has a daughter who is also his granddaughter.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just wrong.
It's cheaper at Christmas.
Get out! All the listeners are like, what? 10 minutes in. Not even 10 minutes in, and we're already stooping down that low.
Come back to the cellars thing. I've got this. So, are these basements actually, like, bigger than the houses?
Yes.
Because I can just see this whole structural issue.
No. Well, they're doing it all properly.
It's like a mole.
It's a massive excavation underneath the house. Some of them are actually knocking down the house, digging out the basement, and then rebuilding the house.
Basically building a bunker with a little shed on top, style of beast.
But, yeah, a few of them are digging out the gardens, and they're actually taking the whole of the garden, digging down six stories, and then having just the entranceway coming from underneath the house. But the actual basement is not under the house. It's underneath the other swimming pool and the other tennis court
and the east wing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Basically. So it's like a bat cave?
Yes.
Wow.
Except for it's not a cave. It's a concrete bunker underneath.
The bat cave was technically some kind of...
That was a cave.
Yeah.
That was in
rock. The bat cave, yeah. But
this is in land and clay.
You could get from the mansion down.
Yes, by playing keys on the piano or lifting the head and pressing
the button.
It was
usually the head. I like the head with the button in it. That was my favourite.
Oh, I always liked the head.
So what would you have in your basement?
In my basement, aside from the corpses of the Rent Boys and things, I don't know, I do quite like the idea of having a proper fucking indoor shooting range. I think that'd be cool. For ballistics and sort of thrown weapons. Indoor archery, you know, have a series of crossbows and bows and throwing knives and throwing axes and all sorts of shit.
So you'd have a six-story high basement, one massive room so that you can use a longbow and see how far you can get it.
Well, I don't know about the height. No, I think the height would be a bit overkill. Because you need space for the bar behind you, because you can't do that sort of thing sober.
I was like, you've got to have a bar, yeah.
Indeed. And then maybe some sort of panic button to get the emergency services in quite fast.
Well, they don't want a panic button if you've got the Rent Boys down there. They might push you by accident.
This is true. This is why you have multiple floors.
Okay. So one, you lure them into the bar. And then you take him down into...
That's it.
You have a special lift.
Why don't you come to my bar? Now let me show you my weapons.
Do you know what worries me is that, and I know we haven't said anything yet, but you said femboys. Why didn't you say women?
Because it's less funny.
Are you going for the comedic, not just because you think, no,
that's what
he's
thinking about.
Well, yeah, if I just, well, sorry, Rent Boys. No, I was actually joking. I'm not gay. It would be the bodies of dead women whores.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, now it's a bit
we'll go to more of an extreme.
Yeah, I think before we
I'm not a lorry driver.
All from Italy.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
With the wonderful weather we've been having recently, it's occurred to me, well, once again, that I fucking hate people. One of the things... What?
Just the way you said it.
Said it before, I'll say it again. They're all bastards.
Being so serious. Ooh, people think he's joking on Twitter. They think, oh, he's a lovable person, really. Everybody loves Will, but he's not. He's a nasty bastard. He hates everyone.
I do. Particularly people who can't actually handle an umbrella. I truly believe that you should have a license for an umbrella. The amount of short people in the slightest drizzle that walk around the streets of London with this basically eye gouging device. They don't look where they're going. They veer left, they veer right, they stop suddenly. And the amount of times I've nearly lost an eye to some cunt who can't deal with an umbrella. It's unbelievable. How is it you have to have a license to drive a car or something, but no, if you want an eye-gouging device just to wave around randomly when it's not even fucking raining, oh no, that's fine.
Well, no, they'll probably ban them soon. We won't be allowed to have umbrellas. Health and safety.
I have a hat. You know, if I don't want my head to get wet, I put my hat on. No, those will be fine, because they don't take up much space. Yeah. But it's the umbrellas that have been designed to be nice and slim, and they've got those really quite sharp metal fucking spikes on the end.
Mm.
They can really do you damage.
And especially if they blow away, they go inside out. Yeah. All the wires everywhere. Yeah.
The other one, people walking around with hoods up. I think hoods are a terrible idea, and hoodies. Hoodies. Right.
How? Looks like wearing a hoodie.
You are wearing a hoodie.
You are.
But I've never seen you with it up.
No, I don't ever.
But I'm talking about the people roaming the streets with the hoods up. Now these people.
Thugs.
Quite often, well, not necessarily thugs, but generally fucking idiots.
Youth.
But, to me, if I was out on the street and I was a bit risky, I'd want to have really good peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people, they've like got these hoods up and they can't see left or right. Which really seems stupid when the police are quite often after the fuckers.
But it doesn't, you don't need to see left and right when you're actually walking along staring at your phone.
Well, there is that.
That's true.
Oh!
Riding their little BMXs.
People walking along.
Boy, what are you doing,
but
man?
They're nicked from somewhere else.
People walking along with mobile phones. You wonder how many accidents happen just because people are too busy texting.
Yeah, when they're walking or checking Facebook or Twitter when they're walking.
Trying to walk up and down the stairs at the station. They're getting off the train or onto the platform, just looking at their phone, just taking one step and then stopping and causing a massive queue. Oh. That pisses me off.
See, I don't live in that world, Tolkien. So
embrace the anger.
All right.
I'll get wound up. Did you see my tweet the other day? I was sitting there on the fucking train on the way home. And basically, this bastard next to me is reading his newspaper, so he's got his elbows laid out beside him. No. But I kind of kept moving so that he would feel that he had his elbow in my ribs. But did that make a difference? No. But I'll sit here and I'll swear about the cunts the whole time. But would I turn around and say, excuse me, would you mind, like, not implanting your elbow in my ribs? Would I bollocks? No. I just sat there in a huff and tweeted about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Passive aggressive!
We love passive aggressive, Will. That's what we like. You sure it went blimey?
Pretty confident.
You would have punched blimey.
To be fair, if it had been blimey, I probably would have said something.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Because you would have stuck your finger up your ass and then wiped the shit on his head.
Oh, fucking tramp, blimey. Shit smeared tramp.
He might enjoy that sort of thing.
I saw somebody reading a Kindle walking down the street.
Oh, he's talking.
I've seen people reading books and stuff, Kindles make the same
thing. Just walk. Walking is... You know, it's a fucking mission in itself. You've got to pay attention when you're walking. So why bother reading a book? Reading a book's when you're supposed to relax. You can't relax and walk at the same time.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can relax and walk. You don't need to be all uptight about walking.
You have to pay attention, Will.
That's not what you said.
No, you said relax and walk.
Yeah, but relax is reading a book when you're sitting down, relaxed. You can't sit down and walk at the same time.
No, I never relax when I'm... I never relax when I walk.
Disabled people might...
disabled people would say, you're right, I can't walk.
I never relax. You know, no. I never relax when I walk. That's why I goose step everywhere.
What's a goose step?
Goose step. It looks like this.
Oh, that one, yeah.
It's the way, well, the Nazis were renowned for walking, but actually it was more the Russian armies, keeping your legs stiff and kicking them out in front of you when they marched in time. That's a hand swinging around the side.
It was German as well. Yeah,
German the Germans did do it, but not when Hitler was in power. It was in the early 30s, I think. They didn't during World War II, but the Russian soldiers still did.
Actually, that just reminded me of a story that I heard from someone that was at a conference for a certain German bank. And it was actually on...
Would it be a certain, like, Deutsche?
I'm not mentioning the name of the company.
No, that was German for German.
Yeah, it's German for German.
So they were at a Deutsche Bank, right?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
And It was a special presentation that they were putting on for diversity and all of this kind of stuff. And an HR person had actually come up with a script and doing all of this kind of stuff. And they kicked it off by having a whole load of people actually come in across this stage doing the goose step. And all of a sudden there was massive hushed silence in the thing. And then the guy who was organising it came on and goes, "What's wrong with this scene?" There was utter silence because no one wanted to say anything. And then there was a German guy that stood up at the back who was actually incredibly senior at the company and actually turned around and said, "They were doing it all wrong. They were not kicking their feet high enough." And then sat back down again. The CEO runs onto the stage and actually turns around and goes, "Right, okay, everybody back to work, we're cancelling this."
Stop, this presentation is not ready.
And that was on diversity. That is absolutely superb.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
If you're gonna get specs from Google, you're probably not the kind of person that is frugal. You get a new pair of specs so that you can watch sex while you try to think of what else rhymes with Google, cause I can't think of anything. Oh yeah.
It's been in and out of the news for a couple of years now. They're talking about introducing a minimum price on alcohol.
Idiots.
Bastards, quite frankly. Look, if tramps want to drink themselves to death, they're going to do it.
Blimey.
Let them drink meths.
Yeah. Don't see why it should make my beer more expensive. Bastards.
What is the minimum price at the moment?
There is no such thing as a minimum price.
Which is why you go into a supermarket and they can charge... They can actually do a loss-leading deal.
This is what should be stopped. They shouldn't actually necessarily set a minimum price. Because unfortunately, what happens if you set a minimum price? So if they say, let's cap a bottle of wine, they will say minimum price of a bottle of wine must be £5. Now what happens is you've got bottles of wine that you can get for £3.50 in the supermarket at the moment. So they're going to push the price of those up by £1.50, which means the next one's up that are going at £4 will be pushed up by £1.50, and the next ones up will be pushed up.
Oh, right,
so what was actually a reasonably priced bottle of wine before, it's going to step everything up, in my opinion, to the people shopping in the supermarkets. I mean, it's great for the people who want to support the pubs, and I do support pubs, but they're fucking expensive on that side. But all they're actually doing is bumping up the overall tax revenue on alcohol to stop people drinking at home, but they're not helping people go out and socialise and drink in pubs instead. It's they take away with one hand and take away with the other, which is nice. But
one thing there, with introducing minimum price on alcohol...
Sorry, one moment. Comedy podcast. Do continue.
Yes.
Made me laugh.
But is that actually tax, or is that just going to go to the supermarket?
So the minimum price... well, even if they put the minimum price up... There will then be beer duty based on the price, that will then have VAT on top of the beer duty, because they tax us on our tax on alcohol in the UK, which is always nice.
Bastard!
So they will increase the tax yield off of that as well.
Tax us on our tax?
Yeah.
So they're basically introduce a tax per unit of alcohol.
Well, they're going to introduce a minimum price per unit, and then the tax is based on strength as well. So it's basically we're fucked one way, fucked the other. The only way to get around this is to get some decent level of
mercenaries to go in.
Let's start.
We need a new guy Fawkes.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm with Ash on this. I was going to say start homebrewing, but no, let's fucking blow up Parliament.
Yeah,
this goes out there. You can't give out your fucking secrets now to people.
But when I say Parliament, I actually meant Chelmsford Library. that'll confuse them. Yeah.
Burn books. Burn. Good
save, good save.
I like it.
Use a Kindle.
We should start,
is that how you start book burning?
Yes.
With
yes,
a Kindle.
Yes. Encourage everybody to use a Kindle by burning all the books.
Well, by definition, it's kindling, I suppose. I wonder if that's deliberate. You
Kindle
know,
fire.
I wonder if the Kindle fire thing is actually just saying, burn your books!
Yeah, maybe it is.
It is. I'd not thought of that.
Oh, digital age.
Ooh.
A little bit soaked in. Paper gone.
Little Madman style.
Google Glass.
Ooh. Yeah.
What is this Google Glass? Explain it to me.
It's a set of glasses that you can wear.
Pint? Half pint? 250s?
Yeah, it's like beer goggles.
Sugar glasses.
Just permanent in front of your face.
Are they the nice window ones with a handle?
Yeah, and they've got a little windscreen wiper for when it rains.
Comedy podcast.
But yeah, Google Glass. I was reading up on this, but.
Yeah, so sorry. It's interesting, what the concept is. It's like a heads-up display for walking around.
Hmm. I don't believe it.
But there's problems with it in the fact that I know people were whinging about sort of having mobile phones to your ear all the time gives you brain cancer and all that kind of bollocks. It's going to be a wireless device that has cameras, microphones, and speakers.
So you're going to be like the Terminator.
Yeah, but is it going to be different to the people who wear a Bluetooth headset all day?
No, apart from the Bluetooth headset, the Bluetooth headset doesn't have a camera.
Yeah.
So if you walk about, wherever you go, you are going to be recording video of everything that you look at, wherever your head is pointing.
Or able to do so at least. Because if you're recording constantly, it wouldn't be able to store it. But the whole point is you're going to be talking to someone and they've got no idea if you're wearing those, whether you're recording them or not.
You can tell what they are from what they look like. Because it only comes down over one eye.
See, this sounds like an April Fool's sort of...
No, this has been around for a while.
It's coming out actually, in 2014.
Yeah, they're actually trialling it at the moment, or will we?
It's been banned from a coffee shop in Seattle already.
Yeah,
even on the trial.
Seattle are cunts, so you know.
Oh,
just lost one of our listeners.
Not my, not the views of the podcast, just Will's individual.
But
views.
We won't. But I do quite like the idea of these Google glasses. I mean, picture scene because they've actually got patents in for the face recognition. I don't think it's been fully developed yet. But what you could do with this face recognition here, here's an interesting idea. You could be talking to a woman and using the facial recognition, and you could pull it back, and you could develop an application.
I reckon your bar size is.
No, better than that. You could do you could have an application that searches through the facial structure of female stars of porn films, ooh, and pulls back naked and fellating images of someone who looks very much like the woman you're talking to while you're talking to her. How genius is that? What could possibly be wrong with that? Unless you're talking to your mother.
Because then she just comes up.
Don't forget... For the love of God, don't forget to switch that one off. Hello, Grand. Oh, my God!
I forgot they had 1900 porn. Google glasses, really.
They're Google glasses. You just said that was rising damp, I swear.
Google glasses.
We're on the bus.
No, but seriously.
Really?
I think they're cool, but I think they need to be restricted. Basically, if people are going to start walking around with web-connected video cameras on their faces all the time, I don't actually want to be a part of that.
I don't need to wear glasses. So why would I wear glasses? I don't need to wear glasses.
Because you've got a constant heads-up display. It will tell you what the weather's like if you've got a text message.
That'd make everyone go boss-eyed, though.
But it means you don't have to walk along the street. You're looking at your phone. It's got the voice recognition. You can have text messages and you just stand there talking to
you. You're not going to walk into things, though.
No, it's a clear screen. It's a full-on heads-up display that you can still read it, but still, it's only translucent. You can see.
It turns you into the Terminator, Adam.
I know, that's what I said, but... If the Terminator used it, then those Sarah Connors wouldn't have died. Because face recognition...
All six
Sarah Connor, she went, yeah. Anybody gone? Hang on. Oh, no, no, you're not the one I'm looking for, but nice to meet you. Good porn pictures.
I've seen you naked.
How can you possibly get three cocks in your mouth at once, Sarah Connor?
That's the fourth one, I think. No, fifth film. That's the fifth one.
The one we're going to start writing in a minute.
It was not going to fucking work, that one.
The Sperminator.
But if everybody
that must have been made. The Sperminator must have been made.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What was I saying? If everybody's got Google glasses, then surely then everyone will just, you just get on with it, wouldn't you?
Total what? Lack of privacy.
Or privacy.
Whatever. Either
way. Fucking,
oh, I don't know which one's correct. It's just one of those private. Words with,
you say privet is a type of hedge?
Yeah, private. I say privacy.
Privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm with Ash on that one.
Well, yeah. To be honest, there are multiple ways of saying it.
How,
there, Ash?
How many?
Yes, there are multiple ways of saying it.
I love it. It's like you correct him, but actually, I'm right. And then Will's got that one there, really. Yeah, you
and it's semi, not semi.
I say semi. That's it. Semi. Well, I've never turned
around to
the missus and said, I can't stand up quite now, love. I've got a bit of a semi.
It's a bit more posh, haven't it? That's what I sound a bit about.
It's almost excusable in the opera. Oh, do pardon me, I'm squeezing past, but I do have a semi.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
There's a load of pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate, unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
Hey, this is Josh Kokoris from the Two Funny Girls podcast.
Hey, that's my show. Hi, I'm Libby Marie and I co-host the Two Funny Girls podcast.
Well, what happened to the other funny girl?
Well, actually, I don't have another funny girl currently, so if you'd like to podcast with me or just listen, you can tweet me at Two Funny Girls. I'm on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and at PodGodsNetwork.com.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut.
So, new thing that's actually come out as well is they've actually changed the British class system.
It was... Vive la Revolution!
Oh. It is a proper revolution. It's gone from 3...
Yeah.
...to 7.
7 classes.
So, instead of upper, middle and, well, working... Because
is this the equivalent to, like, you know, when you went to a nice school and only had 3 classes? Because, yes. You know, that's how many students they had, but then so many kids turned
top set,
up.
Middle set, special
they
kids.
They had to,
yeah. We had top set, 2 middle sets, an upper lower and then,
the fickies.
Lower.
We had about 9 sets in my school.
It depends on the size
big
of the school. Class, yeah.
I was in the middle. Just a fucking average, me. Never at the top, never at the bottom.
Yeah.
No one cares about me.
Oh. I'd like to say we care, Adam, but...
No.
No. You'll be lying.
I'm not even the best person on this podcast. But maybe I'm not the worst.
Maybe.
Fight it amongst yourselves. I'm happy staying in the middle. It's fine.
Considering we both do Aikido.
seeing as I own the swords, you can have the really badly made Japanese officer's sword. I'll take the decent one.
Chip Ninja 2. This time fight to
taking chips out of each other.
So, class system. Let's go. What's so, going on?
Class system. There's 7 of the fellas. There's now...
They're blokes.
Going from the top. Yeah, yeah, they're always blokes. The women always in
fucking sexist.
So I'll just read out just 7 the names of the bitches. The names of the 7 of the bitches then. You got the top one, which is elite. Then you got established middle class, technical middle class, new affluent workers, traditional working class, emergent service workers.
The traditional working class have to wear flat caps.
Yes. Because actually it says here they have the oldest average age.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the bottom one is precariat.
What?
What? I've never heard of that sound.
I can't even pronounce
Trakariats, poorest, most deprived class who score low economically, socially, and culturally. So, ITV watchers.
The spastics.
So we've got the elite. Elite, most privileged group, set apart from the other classes because of wealth. Highest Ooh. Scoring economically, socially, and culturally.
So who would be in that? Who would be in that?
Royal family, so upper class Prime people. Minister, possibly? Yeah, just it's the rich. It's like the top couple of percent.
Okay.
And then you got the established middle class, which is the largest class group and second wealthiest. Also score high culturally and socially.
Who's in? Who'd be in that?
I like to think the coolest people.
Okay. who would that be? Say, name people that people would know.
I don't know, because most people know celebrities, and celebrities kind of go in the elite on the basis they get paid an awful lot. Unless they're Big Brother contestants. So it's kind of hard to put on there. But you're talking bank managers and...
That's what I mean.
You're talking your sort of maybe upper level office workers, etc., I'm kind of guessing. Technical middle class, small distinct group that aren't so social but have money and are into emerging culture such as gaming, the internet and rock music. Think the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, so Leonard and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
New affluent workers, as opposed to effluent workers, which is very specialist and generally work in the sewers. A young group, socially and culturally active with middling levels of income.
Then you have your... Who would that be?
DJs. Socially and middling level.
They'd be higher than that.
You're talking probably graduates just out of college, that style of thing, I'm kind of guessing.
The cool kids. Trendies.
Potentially.
Hmm. Just come out, gonna go and start my own business. Starting off on a ladder.
Possibly.
It'd be working for someone else.
Have taken on a graduate position after university style. Fang.
Okay.
Traditional working class, as Ash said, scores low economically, socially, and culturally, but have reasonably high house values and oldest average age, so they're the people who have been just working all their lives and saved a bit, etc.
And bought a house a long time ago, house prices went up, and now they're rich.
Yeah.
So and then you've got... They've probably rent houses out now.
Yeah. Then you've got emergent service workers, new young urban group who don't have much money, but are very social and cultural. They live for today, so...
People on Twitter.
To be honest, probably an awful lot of the podcasting side of things and the listeners, the Twitter activists.
The bloggers.
Yeah, don't necessarily have an awful lot of money, but embrace all the technology and bits and pieces. And then, as we said, we've got the precariat, which are... people who set fire to stuff for fun. That's actually incredibly harsh. but yeah, generally.
Scumbags.
Can't speak English.
Jeremy Kyle.
Potentially, yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, the people who appear on Jeremy Kyle. Yeah. So, there was a little, quiz on the BBC. And, so Adam, I was asking you the questions earlier. Do you remember which class you were?
No, I can't remember.
You are an emergent service worker, it seems. So, score strongly culturally, which, makes me laugh.
Right. Yeah. On the scale, one being where the Queen is and seven being where Jeremy Kyle is, what number am I?
Somewhere between five and six, I would guess.
Don't Going you, by that.
You're number six. Out of seven, you're six.
Well, if that's in the order.
Oh, fuck.
But they're saying emergent service, but it depends how you judge this, because your traditional working class, you might say, are far less cultured and far less active, but have got money because they bought a house donkeys years
ago. That's what it says. There's a massive bias in the whole of this thing to wealth.
Yeah, right. Totally.
And the traditional working class are wealthy because they own their houses.
Yeah.
Whereas these emergent people are actually renting.
Yeah. So the whole thing is actually still on wealth, and basically they've taken three and split it into seven.
This is what happens when the Conservatives get in power.
This is it. This is absolutely.
Because one thing to note there when filling
totally
it in.
Irrelevant.
When filling it in on the BBC website, as you went through the questions, it actually went up on all of the little values and stuff. And
but when you put in the household earnings, it goes through the roof.
Yeah. Okay. On the wealthy, and then that automatically moves you straight up to the
Okay, so I'm down the list.
Yep. It turns out, which is ironic seeing as I'm entirely owned by the bank and have fuck all in savings, I'm established middle class.
What number's that?
Number two.
Number two?
Yeah. So I would be qualified to wipe the Queen's arse, it appears.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
That'd be funny though.
It depends on your perspective.
Will you wipe the...
You come up and go, I'm almost at the top now. So what did you do today, Will?
I wiped the Queen's arse.
No. He can clean up the shit from
this
the corgi.
This time I was allowed to use tissue.
I let the corgi bite me.
Well, but we do have in this room a member of the elite, at least according to the BBC.
Yes.
Ash, you number one.
Unfortunately, yes, it put me down as elite.
What's number one? What's it called again?
Most privileged group, set apart from other classes because of wealth, highest scoring economically, socially and culturally. He is the elite.
You fucking arsehole.
Yes. Go accountant.
He's a rocket scientist.
Rocket scientist, accountant.
Elite. Accountant.
Elite.
So you could be part of the Avengers.
So that means I can go and marry the Queen's daughter.
The Avengers elite, yeah.
Weren't the Avengers all women? No, I'm getting confused. Think of that's Marvel Charlie's Avengers. Angels.
He could be Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
He could
be Charlie. Well, now there's a career aspiration, actually. I'm going to tell a load of hot women what to do. Oh, no. Sorry, mate. You just need to get some hookers.
Yeah, and being elite, I can afford them.
So you're things though, I think there's eight of them. There's one class they missed out, but they didn't bother putting it on there because they know no one would ever reach it because there's only one person that will reach it.
Is that royalty?
No, Batman. He's number one.
Batman, that's an interesting one.
But he's not going to go on the internet and take the test. They just know.
Is that because he's illiterate on computers and doesn't play computer games because they're all about him?
No, because they're tracing. He's hiding, isn't he? He's supposed to be dead.
They'll Dick Tracy him.
Dick Tracy him?
That's when you put your cock on a piece of paper and draw around it.
Dick Tracy.
I nearly snorted beer foam everywhere there.
It's horrible because I had an image in my head. And I didn't want an image in my head.
I only need a very small piece of paper.
Post-it note.
Stamp.
So we're all classes then? We're all being classed again?
All different classes, like a pulp album.
Oh, okay.
Different Classes was the name of an album by Pulp.
Oh, you ain't got to explain it, I know.
Disco 2000 on it. Yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
If Batman for James Bond, you'd have fighters on both sides of the pond. It would be a great fight, it was such a good sight. If Batman for James Bond.
Fuck it, that'll do. You said go when you're ready, you can't.
No, tell me when you're ready, I meant to say.
Tell me when you're ready, you can't.
There's a big difference.
Give me your wallet and your car keys, you can't.
Right. You know those really boring filler things you come up with it in the conversation when you don't really have anything else to talk with, so you end up with this, who would win in a fight?
Okay.
Yep.
Right, so who would win in a fight? I like this one. Batman versus James Bond.
Batman.
Really? Just Batman. Just no Batman. Doubt?
Why?
Because it's Batman. Batman has more money. He's been trained better.
James Bond has the backing of the Crown and
the government. No, he doesn't. Have you seen Skyfall? They let him die.
Twice.
It's not a spoiler.
Once.
He dies in the first 2 minutes and then comes back. They let him die. They don't help him. They write him off.
To be fair, they left him in prison in Die Another Day as well for years to rot.
Exactly. They don't give a shit about James Bond.
But the reconstructive surgery he's had over the years is amazing.
He's done pretty well. He's done well for himself since the 60s, I tell you. Yeah.
And change of hair colour. Yeah.
But then so is Batman. Batman's been around since the 60s, and he's done pretty well.
Bond has definitely gotten to put his knob in a lot more hot women.
Yeah, I got a feeling Batman might be...
He's got issues.
Something. There's one woman he loves, and she dies. And then too tight. He has sex with one woman in the latest film, and even then it feels like it don't look right.
Yeah, but Batman needs to wear body armour. Bond never wears body armour.
Yeah, but then Bond gets killed easily.
Do you think he wears bat condoms?
You reckon?
They've got little wings.
What would they call them?
Bat doms.
Or combats.
Combats? I can't like that. I don't know why.
If you don't stop making noise, you'll have to wear the bat gag. I bet he's dead kinky.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of bondage stuff.
Yeah, he likes to wear a mask and latex, and that's for his job.
Yeah. And he's got a basement.
He has. He's got a hell of a dungeon. Do you reckon he gets Alfred involved? Get him ready for me, Alfred.
He gets them. He gets Alfred to go and fetch him.
That's a really creepy Batman. I want to see that. That's American Psycho.
How do you
Batman.
Think he found Robin? My, you're flexible. You got out of those handcuffs.
But that wasn't a question. Who'd win the fight? Not his Batman gate.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, I actually find it a very difficult one to call because they've both got massive financial resources. They've both got really awesome levels of gadgets and they're both very good at getting out of a tight spot. So it really comes down to, I think, which Batman versus which Bond.
Well, we've got to decide.
Because would Adam West's Batman, for example, win in a fight versus Daniel Craig's Bond?
No. Yes. No. The toys.
The toys?
The toys. Just the amount of toys that Daniel Craig has.
He doesn't have hardly any gadgets.
They've cut it down a lot.
This is true.
Whereas Adam West Batman has fucking everything.
Yeah, but they're all really, really shit. Gay.
But then that's like saying 60s, you got to keep up to date. So you'd have to be Adam West Batman versus Connery. Sean Connery.
And that's Connery.
Yeah. No,
sorry, Connery's taken.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. So
I can't bother to argue.
So you've then got Michael Keaton's Batman, and what, are we talking Dalton about then?
Yeah, say Dalton. Yeah.
And I would actually give Keaton the
yep.
edge on that. Keaton was definitely the...
Because he's got all the good gadgets.
Yeah, good gadgets. Yeah.
Good gadgets. A couple of gadgets.
But then you've got Val Kilmer versus...
Pierce Brosnan.
Probably Brosnan, yeah.
No, but he can tag team with George Clooney. Because it's the same sort of time. Not like that. I know you're thinking of that. They could like half and half.
Yeah.
We've completely missed out Roger Moore.
No, but well, that's there because was no, there wasn't a Batman wasn't film a Batman. At that time. So I'm not going through all the Bonds. I'm trying to work out when a Batman film was out and who was the Bond at the time.
Yeah, about that period.
Yeah. So you've got Kilmer and...
Roger Moore wins by default.
Yeah, basically, because there wasn't a Batman at the time. He was in Japan training.
Well, he lost. He was animated. Trying to fight.
Oh,
air.
Fuck. I reckon Lazenby would have still lost, even if there wasn't a Batman about.
He would have lost. Yeah. He did. No, Lazenby lost to Adam West.
He would have accidentally fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
This is repeats we're talking about. And repeats played in the 60s, 70s.
No, that's absolutely fine.
So Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, George Clooney, neither of whom were good Batmans, in my opinion. Good Batmans? Good Batman?
Batman.
I think it's Batmans.
Batman. Good Bruce Wayne's, bad Batman's.
Yes, and it's not Bruce Wayne versus James Bond.
No,
because he'd lose. Batman.
That'd be a bit boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's Bruce Wayne in his bondage gear.
But then you get, then you lead up to the main, which is Christian Bale versus Daniel Craig.
And
I would say Christian Bale, because Christian Bale shouts at people all the time.
Bond doesn't need to shout.
He doesn't need to shout at all, but Christian Bale shouts at everyone.
But he shouts in a growly voice. I reckon he's going to get a really sore throat. And while he's nipping off for a Lemsip and a Strepsil, Bond can slip something in his drink.
Yeah, but then Batman would have, like, built up an intolerance to it. I'm doing Princess Bride.
But Bond can sneak around. Bond can sneak around.
Inconceivable.
All right, we'll call it a draw.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
Well, I know it's a bit late, but it's our recording schedule, and the podcast before this came out just after April Fool's, but was recorded before. So we're going to talk about April Fool's from this year.
Did she hurt herself?
Yes. It was April O'Neil out of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but fortunately Raphael caught her, and then they had weird turtle human sex.
Megan Fox, though. Turtles would fuck Megan Fox.
Did she play?
She's gonna in the new Turtles film.
Okay. What would he... I don't...
I'm just trying to work out.
How is a turtle gonna really do that? They are quite big turtles.
they're massive turtles.
Yeah, I'm just...
They're more like massive tortoises.
Yeah, but they're normally slow moving. They're not really aquatic, are they? And turtles are very much the aquatic one. They are more like Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises.
Which is why they're called mutants. I think it's covered in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But do they... would a female one of the Turtles gang just like want to fuck off to the beach and lay eggs now and again?
There was that one. They cut that out of the film though because it's really depressing.
Because they lay the egg and this little mutant turtle baby just about to pop out and someone cooks it for soup.
Diet has Down syndrome or something and comes out. Turtles Down syndrome and they don't know what to do with it.
Hang on, that's half turtle, half rat. What's going on?
There's an earth. anyway, April Fools. April O'Neil Fools.
I can't remember where we were going with that. April Ash, what you got?
there's always the news articles from all of the...
Oh, every newspaper, every organisation does one, don't they?
But they always do a combo. They do the pure April Fools ones, and then they do the ones that could be, but you're not quite sure of.
Yeah, they're as convincing as they can get it.
Yeah, but a lot of the newspapers in this country, they could just do a normal story and people would be like, that's April Fool's, that is. You're fucking September.
Oh, most of it's bollocks. Most of it is bollocks. I mean, there were a few that looked at that they said could be April Fool's and it's just,
no, it's just a shit paper.
It's just really shit story. But there were a couple that were good ones.
Are you going to explain them? Because you look like you're just about to say, there was a couple of good ones, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much.
We've been the Odd Class Podcast.
Work it out yourself.
Yeah, there's one of the ones was actually a flea circus in Germany. It was struck by tragedy when 300 of the tiny performers were killed by cold weather.
That was actually true, though, wasn't it?
The frantic owner was able to source 60 replacement fleas.
Hang on, flea circus?
Yep.
Yes.
And they still exist?
Yes, they actually get fleas. They super glue tiny little instruments to them and super glue them to the floor so they stay still. And as they're trying to shake, it looks like they're playing the instruments, and that's amusing.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's how flea circuses work. Yeah, they actually basically glue tiny little instruments and things to them.
To a flea?
And then glue them glue them into place. And as they're trying to shake and trying to escape from the glue trap, it looks like they're playing the cymbals. Or trombone, or whatever.
So they don't kill the fleas?
No, because then they wouldn't move. And then, if killing the fleas was okay, the bloke with the flea circus wouldn't have had an issue when 300 of them died.
Who the fuck come up with that idea to make a flea circus?
Basically, they hadn't invented ITV at the time, so there wasn't enough brain-dead entertainment.
Fucking ITV, what is it if you had ITV?
For the precariats.
Don't answer that question.
We haven't got time.
A flea circus, I've never seen one. I never want to see one.
There's no point in one.
No, it sounds like the stupidest thing in the world.
But a cockroach circus?
I'm in. I'm there. Yeah, I've got one. Yeah, let's do it.
The other one was Virgin were actually gonna make glass bottom planes.
Oh, that was fucking genius. They actually shot for that, because this was a true April Fool.
Yeah, I would believe that, because Richard Branson would probably do something like that.
The problem is, I get horrible vertigo. Can you imagine looking through the bottom of the plane as it takes off and go, oh, or as it lands, and seeing the ground actually rushing up below you, that's the one that's going to shit you up.
You're going to see diddly squat. You're going to be sitting on your seat, and what you're going to be looking at, you're going to be looking at your luggage.
That's true.
Always stored below. Fucking pointless.
You're just going to see the two immigrants in the luggage hold slowly freezing to death. And running out of oxygen.
See what? That's a new entertainment system.
It would make Con Air a really quick film, because you'll just see Nicolas Cage.
Oh, look, he's there.
Like, there he is.
Hey, let's shoot him through the glass.
Good thing the air marshal. Yeah, good thing the air marshal packed glass piercing bullets. Yeah, and Nicolas Cage, get a haircut.
Nicolas Cage, do you think he's ever been any good in any films?
Not that I recall. He's been in some good
films.
Face
Off was a good film.
It wasn't because of him, it was despite him.
I can't watch Nicolas Cage films anymore because Charlotte won't let me, because she loves Nicolas Cage, thinks he's a great actor, until I pointed out that all he does is shout in movies, or he has at least one scene where he shouts. And now I've said it, she notices it, and she says she can't watch it anymore, because she's like, you've put me off him. I was like, why? Because he shouts all the time, randomly. And it's not like a normal shout. You know, like there's a lot of actors out there, like Al Pacino will just randomly shout, but he kind of keeps it in character. Nicolas Cage will just shout randomly, for no reason.
To be honest, I watched a bit of Ghost Rider and that put me off Nicolas Cage.
The thing is though,
that was
I think he's so... He's not a bad actor, but he's very good at playing a bad actor, if that makes sense. He can go through films where he kind of just... pretends He gives off the impression that he can't act when you know he can act, because I've seen him act good in some films. Early films.
He acts good, does he?
He acts good in some films.
Yeah. What, like?
Well, fuck off, I'm class six.
Actually,
but you're culturally aware, aren't you?
I did like Lord of War.
The one where he's selling guns.
Where is the arms dealer? That's a really good film. I do rate that.
He's good
in
the
Weatherman. And I rated him in that, but I just think there's plenty of other actors that could have done the job just as well. Quite frankly, that's the thing. Nothing sets him apart or makes him special.
No.
Any other April Fools, Ash?
Yes, there are. I was just making a note of Lord of War because I've not seen it.
Oh, you're fucking doing a podcast, you bastard.
Do it in your own time.
He's the elite, he's allowed to.
I can do what I like.
Do apologise, number one. And you're number two.
Who does number two work for?
Me!
Oh, I haven't seen Austin Powers in so long.
You are absolutely
absolutely Well, there was another one actually that came from Greek news, which is actually fairly relevant at this. At
they
this,
still ain't got
this
any money.
Point in time. Well,
more
actually,
than Cyprus.
Actually, it was about the European Commission and the ECB, the European Central Bank.
Comedy podcast.
The International Monetary Fund actually asking the Greek population to abandon their unique alphabet and embrace Latin script as a confidence building gesture that could help the state's privatization program by making it easier for investors to find their way around the country.
That would have been lame, but what I did love is while you were reading that out, Adam was just sitting there with a glazed expression swaying from side to side. It just shows how switched on he is to the current economic crisis.
Alright, let me go down to his... Let me go
it's
down
like him talking about football for me.
That's true, I'll take that. But yeah, I'm class six. Get used to it. It's happening.
I'm number six.
Oh, yeah. One step up from the really special class.
Yeah, it is the better one.
I'm like the king of the rats.
Yeah, you won't understand this one either, because this is a NASA one.
Read it out, Ash. I'll translate for him.
To put it simply and in layman's terms, they're going to use a giant bag to capture an asteroid and tow it to the moon.
So, big space station, they get big bag, like shopping bag, from Aldi. They catch rock through space. Yes.
Why did you have to talk like Yoda?
I have no idea! Well, you watched Star Wars, didn't you? You understood that?
Yeah, I'm not a massive Star Wars fan.
Yeah. There's a moral to Star Wars. Try not to fuck your sister.
Yeah!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut. So here we go, that's the end of the podcast. Excuse me. Can we share with the rest of the class?
No. I'm sitting in the back chewing gum with all my wealth.
That's a smug gun.
And that gum is actually made from diamonds.
Yeah, I'll be spitting my teeth out later.
But I'll buy some new ones.
So yes, we've come to the end of the podcast here. It's like Prince and a Pauper and me. Fucking hell. It's all about making me feel fucking stupid and low.
So what's different about this particular episode?
To be fair, we've just made it clearer. They've actually created a new class for me. So there I am. So people now are going to start.
It's the Barker cast. Oh shit.
The Barker cast. Oh. Thank you for listening. It's been a good show. We've discussed a lot. It's been a comedy podcast, hasn't it, Will?
I don't think of it as a comedy podcast. I don't think of it as a comedy podcast. I don't really think of it as a comedy podcast.
I do like these foamy things on the mics.
Yeah. It's just going to turn out that they've not actually picked up our voice during the entire...
it's all muffled. All sound like Bane.
You forgot to turn the volume up, didn't you?
So I just had this moment of paranoia that my mic's been turned off the whole episode.
Me too.
All check.
No, I can see it.
Your flies are undone, Ed.
They've got flies, they're buttons.
Plus, between me and your flies is a laptop and a table.
I had to look, because someone said.
Yeah.
So it was obvious. But yeah, it's been a good show.
It was alright.
Stop playing with yourself. You know,
he's talking to Ash, by the way.
No, he's talking to listeners.
Stop playing with your elite genitals.
Diamond encrusted.
No, oh, just crusted.
So, yeah, let's get the spam out of the way. Yeah. So, follow me at Barker Podcast. Follow Will at
Badger Prodder.
Follow Ash at
Confused as Bark.
How are you getting on with Twitter, Ash?
I haven't actually really tweeted much recently.
Will, you've been doing all right. You're getting a little bit of wind to it now, aren't you? You're tweeting every now and again, air your views.
Yeah, I try to remember, but really, I can't generally be asked.
You say try to remember. We know you're always on Twitter looking at stuff.
Oh, I read it. Yeah, like I say.
And then you get the other guy, you fucking bastard on Twitter.
Yeah, same approach I take with sex. I'd much rather sort of peer in and watch other people doing it.
As long as there's rent boys involved.
Well, yeah, precisely. But I like following celebrities and Twitter's just helped. The restraining orders aren't as effective.
Do you troll people? That's your next step, isn't it? Trolling.
No, I want to be a troll.
What's trolling?
When you say
hiding under the
bridge, just doing things to deliberately upset. Deliberately upset people.
Yeah.
That's not my
being
bad.
Being a cunt, really.
So. Oh, I do that, but I don't do it to upset.
No,
people.
I hate trolls. There's no point for it.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. Do you know what I mean? Even when they try and write saying it's going to be hurtful to someone. It's not even funny. So you just think, that's just get life.
Oh, there's good names.
And it's always anonymously as well, which is the problem.
Can you do an anonymous tweet then?
Well, you can sign up to an account anonymous tweet.
It
can be linked to an email that, quite frankly, is virtually untraceable. Yeah, you can like do what the fuck you want.
So they do it. It is still a tweet now. It doesn't just come up as anonymous.
It doesn't come up with your name and your address or anything. This anonymous tweet was by Ash.
But there's nothing to stop you setting up 50 email addresses and 50 Twitter accounts off the back of those and just coughing.
We're not condoning trolling. In fact, we're going against trolling.
Well, that's where the conversation was going, but I'm glad you summarised that, because we all did very much appear to be pro-trolling up until that point.
Told you, I'm class 6, you've got to explain things slowly. So, yeah, if you go to barkerpodcast.web.com, you can hear all the podcasts on the Oddcast, as well as It's Not Soccer and MovieCon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, there'll be another one coming out fairly soon.
I think it's already out now. Maybe.
Maybe. Oh. Maybe. Ask yourself.
Ask yourself. Adam, is MovieCon, the Police Academy one out yet?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. And Ash is a prick. So,
Will, you're probably going to need bread as well.
Ash, you want to say anything to future Ash?
No.
Future Ash is listening again. You fool! You embarrass me! Say something properly.
Yeah, I wish you'd told me not to actually go buy that other thing.
What?
Rumble.
And go and read the blog, the Not Listening Collective, at blogspot.co.uk. And the Life of Blimey is doing really well on there. So, well done, Blimey. And the Curiosity Killed the Dits.
It was very nice of us to invent the entire persona for Blimey's tramp.
Exactly. But it's really funny. I really enjoy reading it.
I've only looked at one of them. It was pretty good, but I shall at some point.
And then Nerf Spur, his posts are really good.
Smurf Sperm!
Yep, he's doing really well on that. So, go and check that out. Loads of stuff on there.
Anyone else post on that?
I'll do some posting. Dits, Curiosity.
Dits
with Tits. She gets quite a good response.
That's because she's kind of saying, I'm a bit thick, but I've got a rack. And people go, oh, I might have a look at that.
You just explained what her Twitter handle meant. I didn't actually think of that. Dits with the Tits.
Class 6.
Exactly, Class 6. It's like the worst X-Men class ever. I'm like the one with no mutation.
You've got a mutation.
You can make a snail move faster.
You've got a mutation. The thing is, that X-Men, it's always that the mutations make them into something really cool. It's like, I can make things burst into flame. I can freeze stuff. I can read minds. I can project metal with the powers. I've got really long fingers. There are lame mutations as well, surely.
Yeah. I couldn't even become a sidekick. Yeah. They wouldn't even want me.
My Adam's apple's the size of a cricket ball.
Yeah. I can't say my R's.
I've got 9 gonads.
So thank you for listening. And also go to the Pod Gods Network.
3 arse cheeks!
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.